at Athletico Physical Therapy. They're located right on Highway 100 on the east end of Washington. And without further ado, I welcome to the program Carter Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. Thanks for having me on today.
So you're a local.
Yes, I am. I'm actually born and raised in Augusta, Missouri, right across the river. I attended Washington High School. I actually played a lot of sports for Washington, including baseball, basketball, some football, and even some track. I'm very familiar with the area, and I'm glad to now be a physical therapist out here so I can kind of get back to the community.
And physical therapy, now at Athletico, what is your setup there? How many therapists do you have, and what is your emphasis of physical therapy?
So right now we have three physical therapists, two occupational therapists, one that specializes in hands, and then another one that specializes in industrial rehab, or kind of like more work comp and conditioning for getting people back to their job and profession. So our emphasis more is, you know, honestly, just getting people getting back to doing stuff that they want to be doing.
Well, and I know that just desk jobs and everything else, you know, people go and they're working in their desk jobs or whatever else, and then all of a sudden they're weekend warriors. And, you know, sure. Next thing you know, your back hurts so much there's nothing you can do about it, or maybe there's something that you used to do. I know a lot of swimmers have a lot of rotator cuff issues. What kind of therapy do you provide? When you're doing that, what are you doing specifically?
We provide pretty much any kind of therapy you can think of for musculoskeletal conditions, whether that's, you know, your bumps and bruises, to your post-surgical, to just feeling a little bit of weakness, or, you know, even stuff like balance training, fall risk prevention, like I said, work comp conditioning, getting people back to their jobs. And sports medicine. And sports medicine is kind of a passion of mine. I really enjoy treating athletes from all around this area, and I also really enjoy treating post-surgical patients. So personally, that's kind of what's my favorite thing to treat.
Because I tell you, it's an aggravating thing. You know, if you've ever had that kind of injury that doesn't let you do what you want to do, or you've got kids, you know, that get sidelined from sports because they're injured, and it's just a really not a good thing, so they go to you, and I know one of the big ones, being from a swimming background, and I know you played baseball, that's another one that's got a big issue with it, and that is the rotator cuff. Tell me a little bit about what the role of the rotator cuff is, and when is it really a rotator cuff issue, and when might it be something else?
Well, the rotator cuff is honestly a very misunderstood area of our body. It's actually four small muscles that surround our shoulder blade and shoulder complex area. The role is to dynamically stabilize our shoulder with activities like overhead motions such as reaching, or for you, Diane, for like swimmers, when they're doing overhead motions like that, our rotator cuff is active with anything like that. So if we have a dysfunction in that muscle, in any of the four muscles, a lot of time you're going to get some pain with it.
So do you, and I know that one of the issues now, of course, as they've realized that opioids were overprescribed for a long time, the AMA was literally recommending them, and now we've got this crisis, and there's a lot more people out there now that they've got pain, and opioids is not the direction they want to go. Opioids is not the direction their doctor wants to go. How much can you all do through physical therapy that can reduce pain?
Oh, absolutely. Most of what I see in the clinic is due to people doing too much too often, or more commonly, them doing too little too often. My role is to kind of help patients recognize this and then give them advice and guidance on how to rectify that. Usually when you're having some pain, you're either, you know, doing a little bit too much on that activity, and a lot of times what I'll preach is maybe backing off and building up to that activity. And that will reduce pain right there. But also, a lot of times people aren't doing enough of these key strengthening sort of exercises or being active. And when we're not very active, our body, you know, just like a car, if you're not maintaining your vehicle, you know, it's going to break down earlier and you're going to have a lot of issues with that. So I like to preach that a lot, that, you know, just like a doctor's office, you can come in here, and we Athletico does offer a lot of free assessments. So with that, you can come in. I'll see you for a quick 30 minutes, and I'll kind of see where you're at, you know, what you're having difficulty with, and try to address those issues. You know, kind of give you a little bit of direction, a little bit of advice on how to be a little bit more pain-free and how to continue doing what you love to do.
What do you think sets you apart at Athletico? I know you've got your own standalone building there right along 100, I guess it would be, on the north side of 100, east of Washington, a little bit east of Washington. Tell me about what you think sets Athletico apart, your facilities, and where you are right here in Washington.
Well, for one, I'll put our facility up against any other facility. We have outstanding equipment. We have a turf field in the back. We have basketball courts. We're really, really well equipped, and I thank Athletico for that because they give me everything that I need to have to get people back to doing what they're doing. We also have all the latest technology and different treatment options. Like, I'm certified in what we call blood flow restriction, and we're going to be getting dry needling in here pretty soon. So we have a lot of latest researched, well-researched different techniques to address different issues for people and to make them pain-free and getting them back to doing what they love to do. But like I said, we got a beautiful facility. It's really big. I love what we got here at Athletico. I would definitely come on by, and if you see it, you step on in. You'll love it, too.
And how can people reach you, and do you have anything online?
Yes, absolutely. You can actually go to www.athletico.com. And if you're having, you know, it's not possible to prevent every injury, but the good news is Athletico does have free assessments, like I said. So if you're sore or experiencing pain or there's something that I can help you with, you can schedule that free assessment online at www.athletico.com. You can also call our phone at 636-239-9979.
239-9979. Thank you so much, Carter Montgomery. He's a physical therapist with Athletico Physical Therapy. They're located right on Highway 100, just on the east end of Washington. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Diane. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. And right now we are going to go to a break, and then we'll be back with more on the morning show right after that.